Okay. Whew. NoFap and semen retention. Yep, I'm making a video on it. I've been wanting to make a video on this topic for a while now, and I don't really know what's been holding me back. I guess because it's a little cringy to talk about online, but I need to talk about it. And mom, if you're watching, stop watching right now. This is not a video for you. So wait for the next one, all right? So if you don't know what it is, NoFap is when you stop jerking off and you're done watching porn. So no porn and no beating your meat. Semen retention is when you just stop busting altogether. So no more nuts. I don't know why I'm so fired up for this video, but let's get right into it. Here's how I'm going to break it down. I'm going to talk about my experience with semen retention and NoFap, the benefits that you get from it, and lastly, my advice and how to be successful on it. So, this is a touchy subject because I learned about NoFap and semen retention back in 2020. I was at one of my lowest points in my life. Talked about it before, but I was depressed. I was anxious. I was watching porn all the time. I was playing video games. I was watching Netflix. I was scrolling social media. I was doing all the bad habits that I talk about on this channel. So, I was stuck in that pleasure trap like I talk about. Somehow, though, I was seeing a girl at the time. I know, right? Crazy. And it was one of the worst relationships I've ever been a part of. I can't even call it a relationship. We weren't dating, but I was seeing her, and let's just put it this way. My dick wouldn't work when we were trying to do stuff. I shit you not, I was not attracted to her, and at the time, I didn't realize it was because of the porn. I had no idea why I couldn't get it up for her, but it turns out, so this is what happened actually. After a couple times of this happening, I was traumatized, right? I mean, that's just, it's a horrible fucking experience to go through as a young man, to be about to, you know, have sex with a girl and you can't get your dick hard because of all the porn you watch. Terrible, traumatic experience to go through. If you've been there, I fucking feel for you, man, and I'm sorry, but if you didn't know, it's because you're watching too much porn, man. But anyway, so after it happened a couple times, I went home and I'm like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with me? So I search up on Google, why won't my pee-pee work? Something like that. And sure enough, I stumble across, you know, there's either like three causes. Either you actually have erectile dysfunction, like there's something wrong with you down there. But I knew that wasn't the case because I was able to beat my own meat and get hard, no problem. And then there was another thing that I stumbled across where it's called porn-induced ED. I was horrified when I heard that. I was immediately so shook. Like, it's a real thing. You watch too much porn, you get used to being aroused by pixels on a screen. You get used to being aroused by watching two people fuck instead of you doing the fucking. I'm speaking unfiltered in this video, so if you don't like it, whatever. But men need to hear this, okay? Like, I'm opening up because men need to hear this. And anyway, that is what I had. I had porn-induced ED. I couldn't get it up because I was so conditioned to only be able to get it up when I was watching porn. And up until that point, I didn't think porn was a problem. Like, we're conditioned to believe that porn is okay. That, oh yeah, it's okay to jerk off. It's okay to masturbate. Watching porn is good for you. Like, why were we ever told this? Why is it such a thing where, like, oh, I fucking, I don't understand it. The porn industry is evil. It is evil. It's giving young men ED. It's making us more and more depressed. It's making us shy and awkward around girls when it's supposed to be a natural interaction. It is not normal to be watching porn and jerking off. I promise you that. So many other people online will downplay the whole NoFap thing, but they've probably never even gone more than 3 days on NoFap, so they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Anyway, a little side rant, but after finding out that I literally had porn-induced ED, I was horrified. Like, oh, I was horrified. And it was so embarrassing. But long story short, I stopped seeing that girl. And I then stumbled across some NoFap videos on YouTube. One of the first YouTubers who ever got this point across to me was Ice Cold JT. You may know him, you may not. Either way, he's a beast. And he was talking about NoFap and semen retention back in 2020. So I followed him, or subscribe to him, and started learning more and more about this, and immediately was like fired up and decided to take action. So I got on NoFap, but obviously, you know, kept relapsing because I was down bad at the time. But it was inspiring to see Ice Cold JT. Shout out to him, by the way. It was inspiring to see him being successful with his journey and sharing it with YouTube. So I kept trying. I'd make it like a few days at a time and kept relapsing. It wasn't until I actually quit smoking weed, which I was doing every single day. And it wasn't until I quit smoking weed that I was able to actually go on a longer streak of nofap. Like, I don't know what it was, but I couldn't fucking control myself when I was high. I would just, my brain would immediately think, oh, let's go to Pornhub. Like, had no control. So that made it very difficult in the beginning stages, but quit my weed addiction and started to be able to go on a long-term nofap streak. And at this point, nofap, and I was on semen retention too, because I wasn't seeing any women at the time. I was full on like monk mode, grind mode. It sparked my self-improvement journey, so I started hitting the gym every day, and that's how I built my physique, not because of nofap, but because I actually started going to the gym. Yeah, I mean, for probably about 9 months, I didn't bust a single nut, okay? Think about that. I didn't bust a single nut in about 9 months after, you know, stumbling for a while with, like, relapses and stuff. Not gonna lie, during those 9 months, I probably looked at porn, like, 2 or 3 times because it's hard. It's the toughest addiction to break out of all of them, in my opinion. But that's huge progress, because I went from watching porn every day to 9 months only watching it 2 to 3 times. Like, that was crazy, and I felt fucking amazing. But this is gonna be a long video, so I gotta keep it moving. All right, buckle up. So after that, like, 9 months being on semen retention, I got a girlfriend. Crazy, right? Yeah, I attracted a woman into my life. Still with her to this day. The most healthy relationship I've ever been in. And honestly, it's because I was able to grow my own self-love and my own self-worth during that 9 month period where I was on semen retention and I wasn't watching porn. And I grew so much as a person that I was able to attract a higher quality girl. I would not have attracted her into my life had I not developed as a person. Had I not discovered nofap and semen retention and started working out, started meditating, started leveling up my life, started making more money. Obviously, I was working a shitty job, but I was saving money, and she could see that I was a man on a mission. But anyways, got the girlfriend. So obviously, you know, I'm on nofap still, but semen retention out of the question. Started, you know, releasing my seed. I fell off the semen retention train, but I've been on nofap still to this day since being with her for the last 2 years. Now here's where it gets interesting though. For the last 2 months, it's been over 60 days, I haven't nutted. I'm back on the semen retention train. Yes, even with a girlfriend, it's possible, all right? I've been practicing and practicing and practicing. Damn, we're getting deep in this video, but I've been practicing having sex without releasing. Yes, it's possible. Isn't that crazy? I know. I'll have to make a video on it one day. Maybe that's too aggressive for YouTube. But, the damn jets are flying above. Hold on, give me a sec. Obviously, it takes a shit ton of discipline to be able to do it. But the reason why I decided 2 months ago, all right, enough's enough, I am getting back on semen retention, is because I missed the feeling that I had while being on it. I missed the energy, the drive, the motivation. That's why I got back on it, and that's why I'm going strong still 2 months later. But anyway, that leads me into the benefits that you get from being on nofap and semen retention. So one of the first benefits that you'll get when you stop watching porn and jerking off is way less brain fog. You probably don't understand this yet, but when you are watching porn, your brain is just a cloud. It's just fuzzy. You can't think straight. You can't focus on anything. Your brain is just full of mush. But when you stop watching porn, that brain fog goes away. You have clear thoughts. You can articulate yourself like I am to this camera. You just think clearer. The other thing is you have less anxiety. You stop seeing girls as porn stars, and you realize, oh shit, that's just another human. Like, she shits, she farts just like I do. Like, it's just a girl. She's just a human. She's not a porn star, right? So that's the thing. You start having less just anxiety. You feel like a normal person again. Because remember, we're not supposed to be watching porn. It's fucking disgusting. It's fake. It's making you depressed. So that's the other thing. You get less depressed. Because you know how much dopamine is released into your brain when you are watching porn? It's like one of the highest spikes in dopamine you ever get is from watching porn. So when you stop and you cut it off completely, it's basically like a mini dopamine detox. I talk about that on my channel too. Your baseline levels of dopamine start to increase because you're not tanking them by watching porn. You also experience an increase in energy, okay? When you are releasing your semen constantly, that's energy leaving your body. That is, your seed is powerful enough to make a baby. It's how you create another life. It's your life force. So think about it. If you're constantly releasing that, you're gonna feel sluggish and down and less energetic. Tell me how you feel right now after you bust a fat nut. You feel like shit, right? You have that post-nut clarity. You feel shame and guilt because you know deep down you shouldn't be watching porn. That's the funny thing too. I used to get that feeling and I wouldn't connect it to the fact that, oh yeah, maybe it's because I know deep down that I shouldn't be watching this filth. So you know that too. You get that guilt and shame feeling after you're done and you just want to lie there. You don't want to fucking do anything after. And don't fucking lie to me and say, oh yeah, but after I busted out, I go work out. Like, yeah, man, I used to do the same thing. But that's just fucking stupid, all right? Stop doing that shit. So you get an increase in energy. You feel more alive when you're holding in your life force. More drive to get shit done. You're not wasting your time watching porn anymore. So you have all this free time. You have all this built up energy to get shit done. To start hitting the gym. To start doing productive things. An increase in self-love. This is a huge one. I used to be reliant on other people for my own happiness. Like, I didn't feel whole unless I had a woman in my life. I was afraid to be alone. I had no self-love, self-respect, self-worth. Like, I only felt good when I was with a girl or when I was with the boys. But when you get on semen retention and NoFap, you start to respect yourself so much more. You start to actually build up self-love within yourself and you learn to like being alone. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it's because I'm an introvert, if you couldn't tell. An increase in self-love. That's what happened to me. And you know what they say? You gotta love yourself before you can love another person. So that's basically what happened to me. I started to love myself and it allowed for me to then love another person. Next thing I noticed is like more discipline, all right? And even on these last 2 months, I'm back to just feeling fucking amazing, all right? And I've been grinding YouTube. Posting 3 times a week. That may not sound like a lot, but I'm new to this shit, so what do you expect? I'm not gonna be posting every single day. I'm still new to this. It takes a while to film, edit, record. It's the same thing, but it takes a while to do all that. Edit a thumbnail. Like, I'm just a one-man operation over here right now. But I'm fired up to do it. I have that extra energy built up to do this. And that's one of the reasons why I said enough's enough 2 months ago and said I need to get back on semen retention so I can have that extra boost to get shit done and to be successful on YouTube. You start to be like interested in things. You start to actually like learning. Isn't that weird? Yeah, you start to like learning. I used to never fucking want to learn anything. I just want to indulge in pleasure, but now I'm into learning. I like to learn new things. I like to read books. My strength in the gym is going crazy right now. I'm hitting PRs pretty much every time I go work out, which is 6 times a week because I'm on my shit. My discipline is there. I'm snappy right now. If you think this shit's woo-woo, if you think this is crazy, you haven't tried it for yourself yet. You have to try it for yourself. You have to experience it firsthand before you can judge it and say, oh, that's cringy, that's weird. But hey man, just keep watching porn and then maybe one day you'll get that porn-induced ED like I talked about earlier in the video and you'll have that realization like, oh fuck, maybe I should quit. You do you. But all I'm saying is you gotta try it for yourself. Like, these benefits, they do get overplayed on YouTube a lot, but they're real. You do, like, it's obvious. You're gonna feel more energetic and less like a bum when you're on NoFap. It's the truth. Last thing I'll say is I just feel more like a man. I'm not weak. I felt weak when I was releasing my seed all the time. I felt like a pussy. But when you're on semen retention, even NoFap, you're building up that seed, you're building up the energy, and you feel like a fucking man. And it feels amazing. And woman attraction, all right, woman attraction is there, I guess. I mean, I get stares from girls, but it's because I've developed myself, I've developed my physical attractiveness, I have a body that I'm proud of. I walk around with confidence, and that's something the girls notice, but like I said, I have a girlfriend, so I'm not too focused on the women attraction. But when my girl first met me, I guarantee she thought something like, man, he's different. She even told me that, actually. She's like, She knew something was different about me. Excuse me. So yeah, I mean, I believe in the whole woman attraction thing. I think it's real. I mean, obviously, you're gonna start to develop yourself and develop your physical attractiveness and care about how you look when you're not constantly busting. You're gonna start to take care of yourself. You're gonna start to hit the gym. So that leads to more physical attractiveness, which leads to more attraction from other girls. Like, yeah, I believe it. Here's the thing. I believe that every man, another jet. All right, there's probably more benefits that I forgot to mention, but this video is getting very long, so I'm gonna keep moving on. Plus, like, benefits I just listed, like, that should be enough motivation for you to get on your shit and start your own journey. Like, I don't know what else to say. But here's the thing. I believe that every man should be on NoFap. Every man needs to master NoFap. It's a non-negotiable. Porn is just horrible for you. You have to realize that. Think about how weird you look when you're sitting there with your dick in your hand. Like, dude, that's so cringy. Watch yourself from a third-person point of view. You look like a fucking monkey, okay? Or like, you look like my little dog. My little dog likes to touch himself. It's weird. NoFap, non-negotiable. Semen retention is an added tool. So if you have a girlfriend, obviously it's hard to be on semen retention. I know that firsthand, but there's ways around it. Get on semen retention if you want to take it to the next level and you want to experience more of just an energy increase because you're never releasing your seed. That's when you do it. When you're trying to go after a certain goal that requires you to have just drive, focus. That's a benefit that I forgot to mention. Your focus is just on point. But you get on it when you want that extra drive to achieve a certain goal. Like boxers. When boxers are getting close to their fight date, they get on semen retention. Some of them, at least. And it makes sense. Why would you be busting all the time before you're about to get in a ring with someone and try and fucking knock each other out? You want to be that guy who has been on their shit on semen retention with that extra energy and just to get in there and to bop their head in. And that's why I'm doing semen retention again. For the last 2 months, I've been on both NoFap and semen retention because I'm chasing my goals. I want that extra drive and that extra energy to attack life and to just be on my shit. Here's my advice on how to be successful on your NoFap journey. In the beginning, you gotta focus on progress, not perfection. So you're gonna see other guys, maybe you're seeing me who I've done long streaks before and I'm on a 60-day streak right now. You gotta not compare yourself to that, but compare yourself to your current state. So if you're jerking off 3 times a day, you need to cut it down to 1 time a day, and that's progress. You need to have a goal where it's like, all right, I'm gonna stop watching porn every day. I'm only gonna watch it once a week. Then, once you're only watching it once a week, you focus on cutting it out completely, but you just focus on making progress. And over time, you will start to cut it out completely because you'll start to get fed up with yourself and start to get disgusted by it. And that's the goal, so that you can stop watching it and actually build up a longer streak on NoFap and experience some of the amazing benefits. You'll never want to look back. And here's my take on counting your days. I think in the beginning, you should definitely count your days. You need to be able to track your progress. If you make it to day 3, boom, all right, relapse on day 3, fine. Try to get past day 3. So in the beginning, yes, count your days, but the whole goal is to not focus so much on counting your days after you've been able to do it for a while, like more than a month. You don't need to focus on the days. You should be focusing on doing productive things. And that's when NoFap becomes easy, when you just like forget it even exists. You forget jerking off is a thing. You forget watching porn. Like, you just forget that's even a thing. That's the best ideal way to be on NoFap is when you forget it exists. Now, the other way to be successful on NoFap is to transmute that sexual energy that you're building up. So you can't just get on NoFap and continue to play video games all day and watch TV. You're just going to be sitting there with just built up sexual tension that you need to release, and you're going to end up relapsing. So use it as a catalyst to start to develop yourself. Use it as a catalyst to start hitting the gym every day and getting on your shit. Working out every day, exercising every day. That's what I did. I used it as fuel to start to level up in life. That's how you're going to be successful on it. You can't just sit around and do nothing or you're going to relapse. Learn from your relapses, all right? And understand your triggers. My trigger used to be as soon as I'd be home alone, as soon as I heard that door shut downstairs, I'd instantly get horny. It was weird, okay? I'd like instantly know, oh, now I can jerk off. Like, woohoo, time for porn. I had to learn that, okay, when I am home alone. I need to be doing something. I need to focus my attention on something else right away or I am fucked. So understand your triggers, learn from your relapses. And I think it's okay to get a little pissed off at yourself when you relapse. Don't be soft and coddle yourself and say, oh, it's okay. Like, I'll get them next time. No. Get a little pissed at yourself and say, I gotta do better. How bad do you want it? Are you tired of being weak? And like I said in my last video, if you watched it, it's called You Are Not Your Thoughts and Emotions. Think about it like this. When you get that feeling of horniness, we've conditioned ourselves to immediately, oh, I'm horny, all right, start playing with myself. Let's jerk off and release. We've conditioned ourselves to be fucking idiots like that. But instead, you can recognize that your horniness is just a feeling. It will pass. You can also take that horniness, take that energy, because that's what it is, it's energy, and use it for something good. Drop down and hit push-ups. Like I said in the last video, recognize that you're not your feelings. It will pass. We have to break that conditioning that we put on ourselves of, oh, as soon as I feel horny, I jerk off. You gotta sever that connection. I hope that makes sense. Okay, holy crap, this has been a long video, but like I said, this is a very important message. All young men in general need to hear this message. NoFap and semen retention is, they're powerful tools, and we need to be able to master our sexual energy, because if not, we're just going to be down bad, we're going to be losers, we're going to be simping over females for the rest of our lives. I hope this video helped you, and if you've watched this far, you probably relate to NoFap and semen retention. Maybe you've mastered it yourself and you've been on it for a long time. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're fired up now to start your own journey. Either way, leave a comment. It's inspiring me to see all these comments come in. I don't get a ton of them, but when I get a comment, it inspires me to keep going, keep making videos. I love the fact that I just made this video. This is awesome. It feels great to get this off my chest. Like the video, subscribe to my channel, because you clearly relate to my message and my story, and I will probably be making more videos on NoFap and semen retention. In the meantime, I'll see you in the next video. Peace.